Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Bulgaria has a history of more than 13 centuries in Europe, and its traditions ought to be handed over to the generations to come. No wonder then that for the enthusiasts from the Association for Development of Arts and Crafts, safeguarding traditions has become a mission. Every year, they contact dozens of craftsmen, folklore performers and explorers from across the country. In this way, they nominate some of them for the annual Guardian of Traditions Awards, aimed to focus public attention on people engaged in folklore traditions. We credit those people for preserving the Bulgarian national identity. The founders of the nominations contend. Categories in the Guardian of Traditions Awards include folklore, crafts, art, traditional food. Individuals, organizations and communities are eligible for them. A special jury is called to assess nominations. Highest rates are given to individuals who not only practice traditions but also promote them in the community. One example is Rusica Staneva from the town of Pavlikeni. She started weaving on a loom 4 years ago and already takes part in various festivals. She is always keen to show how she works to the audience and has shared her skills with dozens of people. More from the member of the Association for Development of Arts and Crafts, Marieta Netkova, who is a craftswoman making leather articles and woolen works of applied art.
The guardians of traditions are worthwhile Bulgarians.
The message of our campaign is to urge people so that they would see themselves as guardians of traditions. This is a source of pride and a feeling of belonging. Bulgarians have contributed to the world culture, and we should promote that fact. Traditions are alive, provided they are handed over from person to person. Unfortunately, these people are hardly noticed in society, and they're not properly acknowledged. They're often underestimated, though they're truly creative and talented. Craftsmen invest their heart and soul in their creations and messages. There is creativity and warmth in the old crafts, such as wood carving, icon painting, or furriery. They're the way to preserve traditions that date back many centuries ago. Crafts are handed over from parents to children. They're not learned from textbooks or online videos. It is the master who can disclose some of the craft's secrets and give those who want to learn a direction of how craftsmanship is organized and how its messages reach people, Marieta Netkova says. Part of the Guardian of Traditions Award campaign is a national roundtable highlighting schools that maintain classes in which arts are taught. The Association for Development of Arts and Crafts is trying to promote the achievements of their students and thus encourage study of crafts and arts in school. Iva Koteva, 13, is trained at 144 school in Sofia in a class specialized in the study of folklore. The teenager was nominated for the award in the folklore category after her performance won the admiration of the audience.
Моята преподавателка се казва доктор Винка Добрева. Тя преподава и в Югозападния университет.
My teacher is famous folk singer Vinka Dobreva, and I have many prizes from folklore competitions. I feel very deeply involved in traditions, and I want to see more people feeling proud as Bulgarians. My friends at school support me, and I think that many children in Sofia have come to love folk songs and take pride in them. I feel the bond with traditions most strongly when I visit the village of Borino in the Rodopi Mountains. People know me then, still remember my great-grandfather, who was the founder of the 100 low-pitched bagpipes folk orchestra, Iva Koteva concludes. We end this feature with a performance of foremost Rodopi folk singer Valia Balkanska with the song Momnile.